Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And here's the windup and the payoff pitch. Strike three called, belt high outside corner. Fourth start with the Indians. He delivers. Fastball high and away. Oh, strike three. I jumped the gun. That is strike three called. Holding his hands very high, Skeens delivers. Did he swing? Yes, he did. Strike three swinging. They asked the third base umpire, Dexter Kelly, who said he swung at that low inside slider. Three up, three down. Skeens strikes out the side in order.
With Paul Skeens. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peters. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Skeens, more dominance. 3 1/3, 65 pitches, struck out 8 of 14. After the game, Paul Skeens wasn't ebullient, Malzi. He was not on cloud nine. In fact, he was pissed. According to the article over at the Indianapolis Indians website, which, as a quick aside,
yes,
we still call them the Indians. Do I have to say Indianapolis baseball team? What's going on here? We can't have Cleveland Indians.
I have thought about that.
How are they getting a free pass? Do they have whatever Native American tribes are from Indiana that have given the baseball team permission to keep it going with Indians?
The only one I've ever heard of.
Seminoles are allowed to stick around.
Right, and I've even heard that that's contentious and that it's more like the leadership said so, but like a lot of the people in the Seminole tribe who aren't leaders.
Blackhawks, we still put a big Native American head right on the sweater.
I know.
I kind of figured if we were going to get rid of one, we were going to get rid of all of them.
You would think.
Instead, we got that wacky Guardians logo. That's attached to a bridge or something like
Indy
that.
The Indy logo's all angular and has nothing really to do, I feel like, with the actual nickname.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out.
Anyways, this is Skeens, quoted in Indianapolis after last night's A-plus start. Quote, "I wasn't happy with getting pulled, but it's over my manager's head. It's over my head." No word on if Joe Starkey was the one that fed him these
comments.
Yeah. Because he's on a warpath.
Joe is?
Yes.
Yeah, he made the Leland joke again today.
On the air?
Yeah.
How did Paul, did Paul receive it well?
I think he kind of semi-sold it. Yeah. You know, and just kept going. I think they asked how many pitches will Quinn Priester throw, and Joe said they're going to pull him after the first pitch. Just like Leland.
He loves it.
He really does.
He's leaning in very far with that. So this is a different one because Jared Jones at least outwardly, is on the same page. He's on board with the plan. Skeens seems flummoxed by it. He doesn't really get it. He seems very nonplussed, and I would even say borderline angry.
I think he's annoyed because it feels. I think he's annoyed because his arm feels good and his body feels good, and he was throwing high stress pitches at LSU for weeks in a row at a time, to the point where people in the run up to the Rule 4 draft were saying, if they pick him, I hope LSU like rests him more. I think he missed on pitching one game he didn't have to pitch because of the way that their run to the College World Series went, and people were happy about that. Yeah, he just seems mentally not as on board with it as Jones. And here's the weird thing. Skeens takes it, I think, to a major extent as being like laser focused on pitching.
He's an old soul.
But Jones,
he's got some of that bulldog in him from these old pitchers back in the day.
But Jones has a very similar, I think, mindset.
He goes right at people, too.
And he also, after his second start, poor Noah Hyles, I think, tried to ask him about, like, hey, but you had a lot of stuff working, or his third start, and he went, yeah, we lost. Who cares?
Jones.
Yeah. Like, he ran over Noah with an answer.
I don't feel bad for Noah. That's why he got this promotion.
Not,
he's got to deal
not
with this stuff.
I'm saying I feel
he's
bad
already
for
dealt
Noah.
With shrapnel and backlash from Pat Narduzzi and Pitt when he reported about the vase.
Oh, the vase. How Remember? Could I forget the blue vase?
The vase and what the symbolic meaning of the vase was?
No, but I'm just saying, like, Jones is a guy who mentally is all business out there, but he just seems more amenable to their plan.
Well, we're going to talk to Skeens at 5 o'clock. We'll see if he's cooled down and maybe understands the plan a little bit more. What I wonder about is, I think he wants to be at close to 100 pitches and going through lineups at AAA three times before he gets called up. And they haven't given him a chance to do that almost a month into the season. Because one of the things that is just universally believed about baseball, and we'll see if it happens with Jones, like when the book gets around, how do guys attack you once they see what you're all about, you know, mm-hmm. What you do to attack hitters, what traditionally your mindset is and yes. how you go about things. And so there's that battle, like, from start to start, but there's also in-game, like, once a hitter has seen
adjust?
You two times, he's got a handle on your pitches now and the way you're sequencing them. How do you get him out a third time? And I would like to think Paul knows that he's got to do that at AAA or wants to do that at AAA before he gets called up to the major leagues, and we're still at least a little bit away from that, Chris.
I would imagine we're at least three more AAA starts away from it. That would be my guess. Bare minimum. Three more of these. He's maybe in the mid-60s next time.
He was at the mid-60s
night. I'm sorry, I thought 58 last
night. He was
night,
at 65.
60, not 60. Okay, then I think between 70 and 75. I actually said I thought it would be on the low end of 60 to 65, so higher end. I think he's probably up to 70. Then maybe 75, then 80, and then after 80, maybe you take the restrictor plate off here. But yeah, I think the problem with trying to like learn how to do those things in AAA even for him right now, like go through the order a third time, Pony, the problem is he's so dominant against these guys, you almost have to manufacture trouble for yourself. Because at that level, even with against players who are going to be in the major leagues, the majority of the roster is so incapable of handling what his basic stuff is. I'm going to throw the ball 102 at you. You have to decide I'm going to just objectively start throwing changeups here to them on like the third time. If I even get a third time through the order, I'm going to have to make it difficult for myself. That's a question I actually want to ask him without like sounding like I'm kissing his ass. Say, hey, you're striking guys out and frankly making this look very easy. Do you feel like you've been able to balance getting guys out while also like learning how you want to pitch?
One of the things I want to bring up to him, and we'll see if he gives a straight answer. So Strasburg is the pitcher that he's gotten compared to the most.
Mm-hmm.
From a phenom status, what they did in college, how they're entering professional baseball, what they project as. I would say even more so than Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
Cole's had a better career than Strasburg, but what we thought they would be when they were drafted at the top of the draft, I think that's
Skeens
the
is a little
analog.
More built like Strasburg. He's a little taller than Cole.
So
like that.
With Strasburg, remember, the innings limits and the things about like being careful with him, that all came from his agent.
Boris
was the
guy.
One. It was the It was the tail wagging the dog, if you will. Yep. Like, the agent was in charge, not the team.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that Skeens is coming across here after these starts where he's only allowed to take baby steps, it sure sounds to me like it's the exact opposite.
Well, the team is definitely watching him closely.
But right, but if there is an agent, the agent is not trying to persuade or cajole Skeens into thinking, hey, this is actually what's best for you. Mm-hmm. This plan is actually a very sound plan, and they should be taking this cautious approach with you. It sounds like he wants to be here, and he wants to be here now.
Correct.
And he thinks he's ready.
I mean,
he thinks he can do more.
He was ready on opening day to be the best pitcher in their rotation, most likely.
But I would just, because I think if you asked Strasburg, you know, and gave him truth serum back in 2009 or 2010, and said, hey, if the Nationals came to you and said, we think you can throw 200 innings this year, what would your response be?
He'd say, sign me up.
Strasburg? No, I think he'd say, well, you know, talk it over with.
No, but you're saying truth serum. Like, he might have just said, I know my agent's doing what he thinks is best for me.
I'm not sure about that. I'm trying to say. I think
most guys want to compete when they're in that mode. Like, for a guy to say, it would almost be a red flag for me, even if the guy was medically correct, if he said, had no history of arm trouble yet. And Skeens has not been a pitcher for that long.
Right, he was a catcher before that.
Right, so that kind of gives me a little, not pause, that actually makes me think they're going to get the most out of his arm here. I think most guys, if you gave him truth serum, would say, I want to go out there and battle. Like, I think what's unusual about Jared Jones is he is all business out there. It's surprising to me to have somebody like Jones, who's as competitive as he appears to be, also seem to be, if not like competitively aligned with the plan, intellectually aligned with the plan.
I'm going to say something to you, and it's like the way that it's manifested on the air is obviously different because the sports are so different, and one player at quarterback in the NFL can have so much more agency over what the team does. Look at Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Just the individual himself. If you can believe this, I'm actually way more excited about Paul Skeens than I was for Kenny Pickett, even at the height of my Kenny Pickett hysteria.
Because? You just think he's that much better?
I said that Pickett could be Joe Burrow 2.0, but that was like a best case scenario.
You also said he and Pickens were the new Montana to Rice.
I did say that, yes.
That actually is probably better case scenario than new Joe Burrow, because we're talking about number of Super Bowls.
Yeah, I guess I did get ahead of myself and over my skis there.
Just a little bit. Just a tad. You're more excited for Skeens, and frankly,
Skeens should end up being the best pitcher in Pirates history, and he should win multiple Cy Young Awards while he's here.
That certainly seems to be his ceiling, like appearances here. I mean, it's tougher to do that to major league hitters because they just can time up 100, but the guy has multiple pitches he can use.
Right, and so we're like, I think, at most months away, maybe even weeks away from getting to experience that and start that journey. I'm very geeked up and I'm very fangirled out for that.
And you don't want to wait. And who does? No one does.
He's just so good. And it's like,
well, I think people are going to like the personality that matches up with the play.
Yes, there's that too.
He cuts the profile of somebody that if he thought it was going to help him pitch better, would like, you know, punch a family member if he thought it was going to help. He's just all business. He's so serious. People, whether it's right or not, love like the no BS guys, and he is that to an ultimate.
Well, did you see what else he did last night what went viral?
No.
Did you see what went viral with him last night, Austin?
I did, yes.
Want to tell Malzy?
So he was, after the game, signing autographs right outside the dugout, and there was an entire line lined up to the entire back of the lower level.
It went all the way up to the concourse.
Okay.
And he's just, like, taking time for everybody and signing autographs. And it looked like they were kids. They were not your autograph hounds.
Yes.
The guys that Mulsey wants to punch in the face and kick in the balls.
Yes.
And push off Mount Washington.
Never said that.
You're talking like 100 people in line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so he took his time and he did that for all them. He doesn't, what I'm saying, he doesn't have that big league attitude yet. Doesn't have that big league, you know, Tiger Woods walks past a couple of kid fans that are waving at him, and he's playing a practice round, and they want a quick autograph or moment or even a high five, and he just goes right past.
What do you think of the golfers who, after they've had a very bad final round, do walk past all the kids? Although I think I saw most of them slap fives, the golfers at the Masters, with the kids. They ignored the adults who had their hands
up. So this is funny you bring that up. So I was getting ready to criticize. I actually had started criticizing a golfer for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Amanda said, what are you talking about? You suck at golf, and every time I play with you and you get mad at yourself, you're, like, impossible to, like, be around. And
yeah.
I go, touche.
Why does she go play golf with you then?
Because she wants to get me into it.
Yeah, but you're not going to – I mean, you're showing no signs of getting better at it.
Right, because I never try it. I don't apply myself.
So why does she want to continue?
If I did a radio show,
she's like trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole here.
If I did one or two radio shows a year, I'd never get better at it. And that's what I am with golf.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don has a question for you, massive Pirates
fan.
Yeah,
well, I mean Pirates fans are so excited for the future with you and then the other hundo boy, Jared Jones, who's been incredible so far. But we can't wait anymore. Do you want to break some news today? Do you know when you're going up? Do you have any say in when you're going up? Is there a plan that you know and the team knows that you guys are not going to tell anybody on when you're going up? Mm. Are you going to break some news today? Or
no, I'll be honest, guys. You know just about as well as I do.
Okay.
When I'm going up. So
We know more than you do about this particular ownership.
All right, there you go. Pat McAfee with Paul Skeens. And Paul is going to be joining us at 5 o'clock. So, note to self, don't ask him a question about when he'll make his Pirates debut, because he doesn't know. Filing that one away. But then as I say that out loud, watch me stupidly, clumsily ask that question by accident.
Isn't that my job?
No. I think you're tremendous in interviews.
I've got about 5 questions written down for him. Is that a healthy number to go into an interview
with? I do. I like that.
With?
Yeah. I'd like that. I prep it out.
I prep them out. You know, I don't prep them all out. When Cabali comes on with us in an hour.
Do you have anything written down for Cabali?
I have Mark Cabali written on my sheet.
Is Cabali going to be on the video call with us?
Oh,
Boston?
Yeah. I think he was the...
Our bosses love that.
I think he was the original video call guy when we debuted that feature, which is a very nice feature. You go to that live video feed, you see somebody picture in the middle of me and Pony.
Do we have the ability to bring up pictures, too? Like, can we...
Like do graphics and stuff?
The picture of him getting ready for his colonoscopy, and we could post that and have him respond to it?
I think that's got to be something that we work to develop down the line, but I would love to be able to do that.
Our bosses love it. Speaking of our boss, Craig, I had a dream about him, or maybe a nightmare about him last night.
That's content, brother.
That's got to be good.
So I've never seen any of the Saw movies. Have you guys?
I've watched like some of them. I mean, I've watched like clips of them on YouTube. That's about it. I've never sat and watched Saw or any of the other. I might have watched the movie Saw, the first one, all the way through.
So I'm aware of the
premise
of it.
Yeah.
So Amanda and I sit down to watch Saw
mm-hmm.
in this dream.
Very gruesome.
And the tortured soul in the movie is Craig.
Really?
He's sitting down in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
He's tied to the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Hands and arms to the arms of the chair. Feet tied to the bottoms. And there's just a guy going on who's like drilling into his legs. Like takes a knife and like cuts his bald head like wide open.
And he's just, is he like screaming in pain
yeah.
during all this?
And I'm like, Amanda, this is, that's Craig Riley, my boss. And she's like, oh, like not as shocked or startled by it or.
But it's the movie. You're watching the movie. You're not watching him really get his head
I know,
cut
but
open.
It's still a gruesome.
Does Amanda in the thing say, why are we even watching this? It was made too long ago.
No, she was into it.
So she had to have said at some point, what a great actor he is.
No. It was not that.
So the dream is Craig.
We were just
in
watching
movie,
him get tortured
butchered.
To death. Yeah.
Yeah. But not really tortured, movie tortured. You think.
Does that make it any better?
Well, if you were actually watching him get tortured to death in front of you.
In a dream.
In a dream, and Amanda was going, this is interesting. That would be
well,
bad.
Well, yeah, that part would.
It's weird that you were but watching a movie
say, what
in
does
the
it
dream.
Say about me that
it's a subliminal.
I was watching Craig get.
Is it a reflection of how you actually feel about him? Like what he does to you? Tortures you?
No, I don't think so. That's why I thought it was so odd.
I think he generally leaves us well enough alone. I don't think he comes in here and just saunters in just to make idle conversation or make our
like
lives
like the guy
difficult.
Had a wrench and he was just like ripping his toes off with him.
That's a hell of a wrench work.
Yeah.
To, you know, bit of wrench work to do. I'm surprised. So wait, had you've never seen the Saw movies, but.
I know that the movie revolves around somebody getting mutilated.
Well, there's multiple people getting mutilated, brother.
Okay.
In one of the later ones, a guy gives himself a tracheotomy to survive a trap. That is not a joke. A tracheotomy with a ballpoint
Who
pen.
Who likes these movies?
Horror people. Oh, Doran. Doran's seen every one of them. If Doran's listening right now, he probably has a definitive ranking of all the Saw movies.
What happened to Doran this morning?
Apparently, Doran was a little bit late, and not late for like the proper part of the show. He was on at 6. But apparently he missed the vaunted pre-show, which is obviously a big fun thing. You're either just BS around, a lot of assing around in that 20 minutes
Absolutely.
Or so.
The boss and encourages that
the boss
before
encourages.
He gets tortured in these movies
right,
that I watch.
Exactly. And I'll tell you what, Crowley did not, you know, if you were late and I knew you were just running late somehow, I think I would just do our usual joke. You've got explosive diarrhea.
Which, by the way, Zai said he actually had today.
Yeah, not a joke. Life imitates art.
Paul said, you know how you talk about Chris having explosive diarrhea? Well, I think I have what he had right now.
And he really had it.
Yeah. How did Starkey, given how germophobic he is, how was he able to do the show today with Paul?
Well, wouldn't he just assume Paul went to the bathroom, washed his hands like a normal person after cleaning himself up and was good to go?
You think that, but have you ever done a show with Joe when you're sick? Doesn't matter. He thinks you're extremely contagious.
Yeah, he would do, ew. Like that, he'd recoil away from me. No, Crowley, though, like, point being, if you were going to be a couple minutes late, I would cover for you. It might be with an explosive diarrhea excuse, but I would cover for you. Crowley mentions Doran and then goes, and then reads Doran's texts where he says, just tell people I'm in the bathroom, after having admitted that Doran just overslept. And he goes, oops, I wasn't supposed to read the one where he says I slept through my alarm. He just hung him out to dry right there in the air.
Why did he dump himself?
I think he felt like it was funny at that point. Maybe it was Callis's. Why didn't Callis dump it?
But was Callis? Well, believe me, Callis is doing a lot of dumping these days. The all-time Callis dump story was when he was in the bathroom and Pat Narduzzi had some choice words after a Pitt football game.
Oh boy! You want to talk about a very dangerous game.
I think
he
Pat
was playing.
Made a joke like the next time and said before the interview started, is the producer back there or is he in the bathroom again?
Knowing Callis, he might have been in the bathroom.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Und ugly.
It is time for Donnie Football's mock draft of the day. Now, Donnie's not here. He's in Nashville. No word on the hot chicken tasting yet. Is he already on Broadway? Is he avoiding chairs that are being thrown off of the top of buildings by country music stars?
You can say Morgan Wallen, can't you? Or are we supposed to, like...
I forgot the guy's name. That's why I did it that way.
Yeah. I was going to say something really not complimentary about him.
Does he still have Duck Hodges' number, and will Donnie get drunk enough to text him to see where he's at tonight?
No, he won't. Donnie's got more control than that. Can you imagine if he did and Duck said, Donnie Football, I know you. Come hang out.
I think after the Ravens drive by Pickett his rookie year, I think Donnie had enough pops in him where he sent him a text message after the game like, great effing drive, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I know he did. I know for a fact he did. Because I think he sent the screenshot of that to us, and he was clearly lubricated. And he gave him like an LFG and that kind of stuff. Yes.
I think he got left on red.
So like I did. I wished Pickett a happy birthday. I said, Kenny? No, I got left on. No, I did not do a happy birthday. That would have been weird. When he got drafted, I just said, congrats, man. Going to do great things. Excited to have you in Pittsburgh.
Did nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Just a quick aside before we get to Donnie's mock draft with Austin.
Yes.
Key Brian Hayes back in the lineup hitting third. Good. Got 3 days off. Hopefully this back thing is not problematic and troublesome all year.
Yes.
And Aroldis Chapman.
One game
reduced
suspension.
To one game, so he won't pitch tonight. He'll be available tomorrow.
Still want to know what he said. I still want to know what the magic words are in Spanish.
I showed a very nice older woman. Probably shouldn't have said older. I showed a very, very nice woman last night the Chapman video for the first time.
Why?
Because she heard us reference it on the air.
And
she wanted to know what we were talking about. So I go, okay, here you go. What do you think of it?
And?
She was pretty grossed out.
Yeah, it's a strange video.
Yep.
She didn't really have to feel around to decide what she thought of it.
She wasn't juggling many things at the time. So she could really give it her full attention. Anywho.
You know, if Chapman was an offensive player, what his favorite maneuver would be, right?
What's that?
Squeeze play.
Austin, what do you got for us here?
Well, Tom Fornelli of CBS Sports released his mock draft this morning.
Who the hell is that?
I actually know who it is. I know who Tom Fornelli is.
He's a big college football guy?
He was one of the big college football writers who I think used to post under an internet pen name or something like that. But then he became like legit. And I just always knew him as like whatever his old screen name used to be.
So this might have like a college football slant to it then.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Fornelli's definitely a Midwest, like Iowa or Chicago guy who is very into the college football landscape. All right, little Austin, you can give us some relevant picks. It doesn't just have to be the Steelers pick. You can give us some little interesting tidbits if you want.
Well, surprise, surprise. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are the first two, with Drake May 3 to New England. J.J. McCarthy in a mock trade with the Vikings in the 5th pick.
Okay.
Getting McCarthy, which is...
We've seen that a lot. We have seen that a bunch. People are starting... That's building up steam here.
The big story today is that Jaden Daniels might not go to Washington. Florio is the reason why this is now on everybody's radar. Mike made fun of Washington for hosting an event at Topgolf where instead of meeting with each top quarterback on their own, they speed dated them while playing Topgolf.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounds made up.
They brought in four guys.
Yeah, it sounds like so silly. And so he made fun of them for it. And then Jaden Daniels' agent responded and agreed with him.
Oh, boy. That ain't great.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
Man, you'd think you go from Dan Snyder to any new owner and you would just stop doing dumb stuff that people could easily mock.
There's speculation now that Daniels is trying to get himself to the Raiders because Antonio Pierce was the guy that recruited him to Arizona State.
Like, that's much better of a situation.
Where would you... Where would you rather play, Las Vegas or Washington, D.C.?
Davante Adams is in Vegas.
I'd rather play in Vegas.
Yeah, Raiders don't have the best track record as an organization either, though.
Fair enough. Mark Davis has a bowl cut and eats P.F. Chang's for lunch every day.
I mean, the P.F. Chang's thing is not the worst thing in the world. I think he eats the same thing from there every day. In fact, you know what we did, Chili's or Applebee's? Toss P.F. Chang's in there and you can blow the other two out.
Well, they have the Steelers taking the hardest name to pronounce in the draft. Talisa Fuaga, Oregon State. The offensive tackle, 6'6", 334 pounds to establish on the Steelers' offensive line.
I think if you were to waltz into their meeting rooms right now and get what Andy Weidel and what Omar Khan want to happen, like you could snap your fingers and the genie gonna grant your wish.
And the player is standing before you. I think it's Fuaga.
Yeah, I think Fuaga ahead of Mims, ahead of Latham. Ahead of Fontenot.
Isn't he the Falcons GM?
How do you say the Washington tackle's name? Fautanu.
Yeah. I mean, Fuaga is routinely getting mocked like he's better than all those guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that you get him, even though some people think he kicks into guard. What do we know about what they're searching for? Nastiness.
Yep. He's a nasty...
Mauler.
He's a bad hombre.
Yes.
Well, and he has Amarius Mims going next at 21 to Miami right after the Steelers.
That's interesting, Austin. Little detail. They would be clearly Pony stating a preference for Fuaga over Mims.
Was Latham off the board at that point, or is he still out there when they picked Fuaga?
He was not off the board.
Wow. Okay, so
let me double check.
You nailed this one. Tom Fornelli.
Coming up.
Latham was off the board, yes.
Oh. Thank you for the update.
Had to fact check it.
Yeah. Fact check yourself, man.
Wow. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Thank you, Little Austin.
Was that harsh? I felt like that was harsh.
A little bit.
Sorry, Austin.
It was fine.
We'll let Channel 2 take care of it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.